Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Discover the Power of Laughter Meditation call. And I'm Pragito Dove, and I'm delighted that there's so many people, there's over 80 people signed up on this call, which is very exciting. So we're going to learn about the power of laughter meditation and how laughter can change your life, because it can. I am a testimony to it, and I know there's many others who can also testify to it. So first of all, I want to tell you just a little bit about myself. I transformed my pain and fear into joy and inner peace. And that's how I come to be sharing all these secrets with you now. That's what I do now is share how all this can be done. I'm the founder of the Laughing Buddhas Network, which I think many of you are members of. And if you're not, it's free to join. You can just go to the homepage of discovermeditation.com and sign up and become part of our wonderful group. I'm an internationally recognized author, meditation master, hypnotherapist, and trainer, and I'm the leading authority in expressive meditation in North America. And I've shared the stage with, amongst other people, Dr. John Gray and Marsha Wieda. I've provided meditation training to many different organizations, including the UCSF Cancer Resource Center in San Francisco, and NASA, and the World Laughter Tour, Inc., which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. I'm the author of two best-selling books. My latest book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, was published last March, in March of 2010, I'm sorry. And my book's altogether in six languages. And I'm the teacher of very highly popular and highly acclaimed programs like the Laughter Meditation Teleclass Program Series. So what we're going to do is I'm going to talk to you about four main areas of benefit of laughter meditation for your body, for your health, for the mind, for your heart and your emotions, and for your spirit and your soul. And then we'll do a laughter practice together. I'll open the lines up so we can all hear each other and do this together. And then I will, at the end of the call, I'll open the lines up so that you can ask questions and share your experiences. And so have your questions ready. Be thinking about what you might want to ask. So first of all, let's talk about the benefits of laughter meditation for our health and the physiological benefits of laughter. This isn't something that people often think about. We always say, well, we'll laugh and so on. But the benefits for our health are quite amazing. Dr. Raymond Moody, in his book, Laugh After Laugh, The Healing Powers of Humor, he says, laughter is a good natural tranquilizer. It can stimulate the brain to produce hormones called catecholamines, which may then trigger the release of endorphins. Endorphins have been described as a natural Valium and foster a sense of relaxation and well-being. Catecholamines also enhance blood flow and thus may speed healing, reduce inflammation, and stimulate alertness. So who doesn't want that? And now I'm also going to tell you some healing benefits for the body of meditation, because there have been a lot of scientific studies that have found that a regular meditation practice produces tangible benefits for mental and physical health. We'll talk about the mental health in a moment. But here's some benefits for our physical health. Meditation helps to decrease blood pressure and hypertension. It slows our heart rate. It lowers cholesterol levels. It reduces production of the stress hormones, including cortisol and adrenaline. It creates a more efficient oxygen use by the body. We have increased production of the anti-aging hormone DHEA. And we have improved immune function and more restful sleep. Now think about this. We're going to add the benefits of laughter and create a double bonus to the benefits of meditation with the practice of laughter meditation. And in my experience, laughter is one of the easiest ways to get into meditation. It is fun. It instantly brings our natural joy and creativity to the surface. And laughter reminds us that stress, anxiety, and depression can be erased, that there is hope, and that inner calm and balance can be restored. And I know from personal experience that this is true, and I can't wait to share all these benefits with you. Now, as I've said, there's been a lot of scientific research on the benefits of laughter, which states that it can stimulate the immune system, enhances perceptual flexibility, and renews spiritual energy. And one of the most important recent people who brought attention to the power of laughter was Norman Cousins. In 1979, he used laughter to help heal himself from a life-threatening illness. And from then to the end of his life, he dedicated himself to research to explore the scientific proof that laughter really does have these powerful benefits. In addition, Professor Burke at Loma Linda University School of Medicine's department has produced controlled studies showing that the experience of laughter lowers serum cortisol levels, increases the amount of lymphocytes. Laughter stimulates the immune system, offsetting the immunosuppressive effects of stress. And this is amazing when you think about it, because laughter is free. I mean, we can all laugh, yes, and it's just this amazing benefits. Burke's research also demonstrates that laughter can lower cortisol levels and protect our immune system. So, and he goes on to say that it becomes very important in the prevention of cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. So all this research, which has been done in the last 10 years or so, helps us understand the mind-body connections, the emotions and moods we experience directly affect our immune system. So a sense of humor and laughter allows us to perceive and appreciate the incongruities of life and provides moments of joy and delight. And these positive emotions can create neurochemical changes that help us buffer the immunosuppressive effects of stress. So it's really incredible how laughter can help us. And I'm only on part one, remember, talking about our health. So laughter can provide a cathartic release, a kind of purifying of emotions and a release of emotional tension. And people who laugh a lot are less likely to suffer from stress and burnout and can more successfully manage their well-being and their lives. So it's a huge benefit to us to make a deliberate practice, which is what I'm going to be showing you on this call. And at the end of the call, I'm going to be talking about the Laughter Meditation 101 teleclass program. The next one starting on the 25th of May. And you can learn a lot more in that of how to create a deliberate practice of laughter and laughter meditation in your day-to-day life so that you get these amazing benefits. And if you do this for no other reason than for your health, then it is totally 100% worth it. Amazing amount of health benefits, physiological benefits, and mood benefits for us. It's just outstanding. And, of course, also, laughter helps with the positive law of attraction. So the law of attraction matches any energy we put out. It matches the energy vibration we put out. So if we're putting out a negative energy vibration, we get negative energy back. And laughter helps us to be putting out a positive energy vibration more of the time. Because sometimes if we just go completely unconscious, we don't even know what vibration we're putting out. So the deliberate practice of making laughter a meditation and bringing awareness to the vibrations we're putting out helps us attract more positive things into our life. So it's just incredible how beneficial this is. Now let's go on to the second part, where I'm going to talk about the benefits for the mind. Now maybe you have a mind that's super busy and just goes nonstop and drives you crazy. And who would have thought that laughter could help with that? Laughter and meditation help with this. And what happens with laughter is it gives us a glimpse of freedom from the mind, because we can't laugh and think at the same time. And you know what I'm talking about. When you're in full belly laughter, totally laughing, you're not thinking at all. The mind has just disappeared for those moments. And that's why laughter is a meditation, because in those moments of total laughter, we just are here, fully present. And there's no mind creating all kinds of problems and, you know, going on and on and on. It's just not there. We're just fully present with the laughter. And that's what meditation is, being fully present. So laughter helps to break up the dominance of the mind. This culture we live in is very mind-oriented, and we're raised that way too, you know, to be very thinking and in the head. And not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes it can become too much and the mind can get too dominant and just drive us crazy. So laughter helps to help us to gain a freedom from the mind and get a break from it. And so we're brought from worry to humor, from tension to relaxation, from fear to trust, and from timidity to courage. Because it's fear lives in the mind. So laughter is a very, very powerful agent to help dispel fear, to heal fear, because in the face of laughter, fear simply disappears. You can't be laughing and worried. You can't be laughing and in a state of fear. Can't be laughing and in a state of anxiety. You just can't. It's not possible. And you know what I mean. Yeah? Because when we really laugh, the anxiety, the stress, the fear, they just simply disappear. And that is how powerful laughter is. And so that's why we want to cultivate it and make a deliberate practice of it, because it's going to help us to live happier, more joyful, more creative, more productive lives. So it helps us go from the mind to the heart. Because in the seconds when we are out of the mind, we are in meditation. And then, of course, we get all the benefits of meditation as well as getting all the benefits of laughter. Now, at this point, I want to tell you a story about Hotei, the Laughing Buddha. Hotei, that's spelled H-O-T-E-I, is a 16th Japanese mystic. And I called the Laughing Buddha's Network after Hotei because he's our mascot, if you like, because he was the first person in history who taught laughter as a way to enlightenment, because previous to him, there'd been the Buddha who taught the classic sitting in silence, witnessing the mind technique, which is a fabulous technique. But then Hotei came along in the 16th century with his laughter, and he taught enlightenment through laughter. I mean, how much fun is that? And he was a large man with a big belly who traveled from village to village in 16th century Japan. And he always had a big sack over his shoulder of candy for the children. And at first, people would gather around him because thought he was crazy to laugh so much. But Hotei's laughter was so contagious that soon they all found themselves doubled over with laughter and they forgot all their judgments. And even when they would ask spiritual questions about enlightenment, Hotei would just laugh. And soon they forgot all their questions because the laughter was so infectious. And I'm sure you can relate to that, where you've just been full of so much infectious laughter and you just forget everything for that moment. And it's said that Hotei even laughed in his sleep, that his whole body would shake as the laughter rumbled up from his belly. And Hotei was very stout and strong because he laughed so much. See, it's good for the health. Laughter was so natural to him that anything and everything helped him to laugh. And this was his way of teaching enlightenment. And people could experience, as they shared the laughter with him, that they were in the presence of a master, that something of tremendous significance was transpiring. And Hotei, he didn't laugh at jokes at others. He laughed at himself. He laughed in celebration of existence, out of the very joy of life. And he was tremendously compassionate. He wanted to share his gift with as many people as possible. He wanted to see people's faces light up with laughter and see their beings become radiantly happy at the sheer joy of being alive. And that's what I want too, and that's what all my students and all my laughter meditation coaches, who all my graduates want, and it's what I want for all of you who are listening now, so that you also can have that and just experience that sheer joy of being alive and being radiantly happy, because happiness is our essential nature, and joy is our essential nature. And Hotei, he had no philosophy, no scriptures, no dogmas, theories, ideologies, or concepts to preach. His teaching was existential. He just wanted everyone to experience the joy laughter brings. You know, it's all very well talking about laughter, but it's much better to actually laugh, isn't it? Because he said it's not something that can really be talked about. It must be experienced. And this is meditation too. Meditation must be experienced. And that's why we're going to do a short laughter meditation on the call today, so you get to experience it. Because when we laugh together, suddenly everyone's on the same wavelength. There's no boss or employee, parent or child, lawyer or banker. We're all one, joined in the common denominator of laughter. The laughter overwhelms us and drowns the ego, see, it brings us into the heart. And whenever the ego disappears, we're at one with ourselves and with everybody else. Because the more we laugh, the deeper we can go into meditation. The energy of laughter acts as a channel to take us deep inside ourselves, where our inner silence lies. It is such a strong force of energy that it can clear a path through the debris of unconscious conditioning and reunite us with ourselves, with our inner silence, with our inner wisdom, with our intuition, with our real, authentic selves. That is how powerful it is. Now, let's talk about number three, how laughter can help us with our emotions, with our heart, with our feeling state. We're all born full of laughter. We don't have to actually, you know, go out and look for laughter. We already have it inside. Every child is born full of laughter. You know how early babies, they start laughing and smiling, that pure, incredible, pure laughter. And it's love that they share. So laughter breaks open the heart. Many of us have closed our hearts because we've been hurt. I did. My heart was completely shut down. I was shut down from the neck down, from a very difficult childhood. And so I just shut everything down and lived in my head, lived from the neck up. But the laughter helped me to dig down. It sort of opened up my throat and opened up my heart again and opened me up again and sort of broke open my heart so that I could give and receive love and be healed. So I know from a personal experience how powerful laughter is for the heart and for our emotions. So that means it is good for all our relationships, with our families, with our children, with spouses, at work. You know, it's that common denominator. Everybody's on the same wavelength. Everyone's on the same vibration level, as I was talking before about the law of attraction. So it's very, very good for all relationships. Laughter is sexy. I mean, it's very attractive. It's you know, we all like people who laugh. We're attracted to people who laugh. And so the more we laugh, we attract people to us. Yes, because I think basically everybody likes to laugh and have fun and be happy. I truly believe every person wants to love and be loved and be happy. You know, some people might not be ready to admit that or not, but I really believe that's what everybody truly wants in their hearts. So the meditation part of this, it is that meditation is actually self-love. It's spending time with ourselves and in a relationship with ourselves. Just when we close our eyes and sit in silence, which we're going to do, the first part of the laughter meditation is laughter, laughing for no reason, no talking, just laughter. And the second stage is sitting in silence. So in that silence, and by doing this meditation, this is self-love. This is spending time with ourselves. This is nourishing ourselves, nourishing our body, nourishing our minds, nourishing our hearts, and nourishing our souls. And when we sit in silence with our eyes closed, this helps us with our relationship with ourselves, which is the most important relationship we have. And the most important person we love is ourselves. Because if we don't love ourselves, how are we going to expect other people to love us? So it's very important we focus on loving ourselves and have compassion for ourselves and non-judgment. These are the two very important principles of meditation, non-judgment and compassion. Compassion starts with oneself. Because the more compassion we have for ourselves, the more we have for others. The more love we have for ourselves, the more we have to give others. The more forgiving we are of ourselves, the more forgiving we can be of others. And I'm just going to mention here about the expressive meditation techniques. Now, the laughter is certainly one of them, but there's a whole range of them, which includes tears meditation, dancing meditation, humming meditation, there's a gibberish meditation, there's a dynamic meditation. And the point of this range of meditations is to express outward in a meditative context all these kind of turbulent emotions we have and all the stress, and just kind of dump it out in that meditative context or release it in some way. As you know, laughter releases a tremendous amount of stress, and then we sit in silence. Then it's much easier to sit in silence when we've had this release and an expression outward. And now I will move on to the fourth part. And I hope you understand I'm just skimming the surface here, because there is so much more. There is so much more, many more dimensions that I can't cover them all in this call. But that's why I have the Laughter Meditation 101 teleclass program, which I'm going to tell you about at the end of this call, so that you can definitely not only learn more and experience more, but also deepen your own practice and your own experience of meditation, which is very valuable. So the spiritual benefits, and first of all, just I want to say that using laughter meditation as a spiritual path in no way means that you can't follow the religion of your choice, whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Hasidism, Islam, Mormon, and so on. Laughter meditation is all-inclusive. No one is excluded. You are simply adding another dimension, not taking something away. So our spiritual selves, because we are, after all, spirits in a body. So what do I mean by spiritual? My definition of spiritual is a person who is spirited, who has a zest for life, has a positive attitude to live each moment to its fullest, so that when you're on your deathbed, you have no regrets. You feel that you led a full and happy life. You gave it your all. There's nothing left undone, nothing you wished you had done and didn't do. And laughter is spiritual because it helps us with this. Laughter brings us into the present moment to reap the benefits of being fully present and learning about present moment awareness. Because you can't be laughing in the future at the same time, or laughing and worried at the same time, and laughing in the past at the same time. And being in the present moment is spiritual. Being in the present moment is meditation. And you know, you can even laugh your way to enlightenment. That's what I'm doing. It's a really fun way to do it, and it's an easy way. Because laughter serves as a bridge to take us deeper into our inner silence. It is an ordinary experience that can give us an extraordinary experience. a glimpse of meditation, of transcendence, of mind. It can be used as a preparation for meditation. And the ultimate gift of meditation is inner peace. That's my experience. Because we want to be happy and laughing and full of joy, but we all know that reality is that sometimes, you know, very sad things happen that we're not happy about. You know, somebody close to us dies, for example. And we might not be able to be happy, ever be happy about that, but what we can be is we can be at peace with it. We can find a way to be at peace with it. And that is the gift of meditation. And that is where I want to take you all, because that is my experience now. That has been my journey, and that is what I've come to experience, is that gift of inner peace, where you just can feel an acceptance of what is. And you let go of fighting and avoiding and simply drop into that place of accepting what is, which is what ultimately gives you the peace that passeth all understanding. So what does this mean in our lives? It brings us hope that there are solutions to depression, fear, and pain. There are ways to experience our emotions in a safe, meditative context so that we can be refreshed and renewed. And, you know, just going back to Hotei, the Laughing Buddha, for a moment, our Japanese mystic, there's another little story I just want to share with you, a short little story about Hotei, that one day, Hotei was passing through a village, and he was always laughing, but sometimes he would sit under a tree. And in this village, he was sitting under a tree with his eyes closed, not laughing, not even smiling, completely calm and peaceful. And a villager asked him, "You're not laughing, Hotei." And he opened his eyes and said, "I am preparing." The villager did not understand. He said, "What do you mean by preparing?" And Hotei replied, "I have to prepare myself for laughter. I have to rest. I have to go within. I have to forget the whole world so that I can rejuvenate, recharge, and then I can be filled with laughter again." Because if you really want to laugh totally, you must also spend time sitting in silence. And this is why the laughter meditation has these two stages. The first stage for laughter, very extrovert, and the second stage for sitting in silence, where we go within to be with ourselves. And if you really want to laugh, you also have to be able to cry. And that is another meditation, the tears meditation, which I talk about on the Laughter Meditation 101 teleclass program. So you can learn more about that there. And also from my latest book, the title is Laughter, Tears, and Silence. And the second part of the book, Tears section, has a lot of meditations for grief, for pain, sadness, anger, jealousy, fear, and so on. You know, the other side of the coin. Because we must also learn to face those emotions and transform them into peace as well and inner stillness. So if we can cry, we can laugh. If we can laugh, we can cry. A person of laughter is also a person of tears, because then you're balanced. A person of joy is also a person of silence. A person who can experience ecstasy is also centered. They go together. Because out of these polarities, you find your balance. And then life is a dance. You can laugh, you can cry, and you can be silent. You can be ecstatic. You can be centered. You can be grounded. You can be in this world, in this materialistic world, and totally enjoy it. And you can have your spiritual self, your spirited self, nourished so that you have wonderful health for your body. You have a clear, calm mind, because laughter meditation and all these expressive techniques are help to unclutter the mind. You'll have a calm, clear heart so that you can listen to the wisdom of the heart. and your spirit or your soul will be at peace. And you will have access to your inner wisdom, your inner silence, your inner stillness, and your intuition. And so your life will change unbelievably. Mine has. I just can't believe where I am now to where I was over 20 years ago when I first started doing the laughter meditation. It's quite profound. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to open the line so we can do just a very short laughter meditation so you can all get a little experience. And then I will tell you about the Laughter Meditation 101 teleclass program coming up, and we'll open the line for your questions. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, great. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to shout.
You are no longer muted.
Okay, so we're going to shout out Yahoo. So let me just hear a Yahoo from everybody.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Fantastic. Okay, we're going to shout three Yahoos, then we're just going to burst out laughing for no reason. There's no jokes, no talking, just laughter. Then you will hear a chime from me. Well, not from me, from my chimes. And then we will sit in silence. And I will mute out the call for the silence part in case there's any background noises. Now, in the silence, if you still have laughter bubbling up, that's okay. It's not about repressing the laughter. It's just because at some point it will come to a natural end. And also remember, we are doing this. We're just doing a very, very short little experience, a short little mini one, just to give you a taste, okay? And obviously, this is like everything. The longer you do it for, then the more you get the benefits. But we're just having fun today and experimenting. So is everybody up for experimenting with this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yay. And is everybody clear what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's go. Yahoo!
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 Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 Everybody still there?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that was just a very short little mini taste, just to give you an idea. And I very much want to hear from you, how that was for you, and any questions and so on. But just before I do that, I want to make sure that everybody has this information about the Laughter Meditation 101 teleclass. It's called Discover Your Joy. It's that program coming up, and it starts on the 25th of May. So it's coming up soon. And it is a six-month program, 1 hour a month for 6 months. And all the calls are recorded. All the calls are always recorded in case you can't make it live. And that is the Discover Your Joy program, Laughter Meditation 101, in which we explore a lot more what I was talking about today and do the laughter meditation, of course. We always do that. And there's always time at the end of the call for sharing, and it's often a lot of fun, that part of the call, people sharing different stories and how their practice is going, how it isn't going. So we might have some laughter confessions. And it's just a lot of fun. And that course, 101, is $199. And the place to find this is on the homepage of my website, www.discovermeditation.com. You'll see announcing Laughter Meditation 101, and there's the link to it. But while we're here, I just want to tell you that actually you're going to have three options at the bottom of that page. Because of those of you who are really, really interested in this and really like this and really want to continue, which most people do, you can take also Laughter Meditation 202, which is the Find Yourself, Find Your Center program. It's the same. It's six sessions, 1 hour a month. And they're all recorded, where you deepen your practice, and also you can start. We start to learn a little bit how to share this with others, which is something I want all of you to do. We're about sharing it with my. I have a vision of reaching millions of people worldwide with the laughter meditation, and you imagine what that can do for world peace and bringing people together. So Laughter Meditation 101 and 202 together, if you want to buy the two of them together, is $348. You save $50 if you sign up for those two together. And the third option is 101, 202, and 303. And 303 is the Advanced Level Certification Program, where you learn how, always deepening your own meditation, always learning more about the dimensions of meditation and laughter. And if you take also 303, you get the Laughter Meditation Coach Certification. You get a certification so that you can officially go out in the world supported by us at the Laughing Buddhas Network, which I really want all of you to do in big ways, in small ways. It doesn't matter. It's all spreading this incredible vibration of laughter. So if you really think you want to do the whole package, the 101, the 202, and the 303, that's your third option. That is $497. You save $100 by signing up for all three at once. And those three options are at the bottom of the page that you click to, that you click through to from my homepage. So first of all, you'll go to the homepage of discovermeditation.com. You'll see Announcing Laughter Meditation 101, and there's a link to click on, and then there's the page. And when you get to the bottom, there's your three options. Just do 101, Discover Your Joy, $199. Do 101 and 202, Find Yourself, Find Your Center, $348, saving $50, or do all three, 101, 202, and 303, get the Advanced Level Certification Program, which I would love for everybody to do because it's such a wonderful program. You save $100, and that is $497. And all the calls are recorded. They're all an hour. Oh, the advanced we go a little bit longer. That's right. So that's the...
You are now muted.
That is the... That is the deal for the programs coming up. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what something came on the line there. And also when you sign up, you get a bonus. You get a free chapter of my new book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, to get you all started. Okay. Any questions on that? Was that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. So now I would like...
I have a question.
Yes?
Do you ever have this seminar in person? Like a not a telephone thing, but like to get the certification in person. A group that meets in person.
I don't do these laughter meditation calls that I was just talking about in person because my books are in 6 languages. I have people all over the world. I have
right.
people in North America, Europe, Australia, and you know that the thing is, it makes it possible for everybody to be on the call like that. What I do in person is when I'm invited to speak at different conferences, then you can see me in person, and then I do, presentations in person.
Okay. So absolutely. Just the presentations, not the classes.
Pardon?
Just the presentations and not the classes.
Yes, those are just presentations at particular okay. conferences.
Okay.
But the actual classes... I had to change things. I used to do them in person, but that was just limited to my local area. And, I have people from all over the world interested. I'm in my current group. I've got people in Europe and Australia as well as North America, and I want this to reach worldwide.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I do it that way.
Okay.
All right. And any other questions on that, or you just have meditation CDs? I do have meditation CDs, yes. Okay. They're on discovermeditation.com. If you go to the shop, then the book is there and all my meditation CDs are there. Okay. There's Opening to Love, which is about love. There's Wisdom of the Body. There's the Gibberish Expressive Technique. There's a Laughter and Tears CD. There's an Insomnia CD. And there's a Guided Relaxation Guided Meditation CD. They've all got fabulous background music and my voice.
Okay.
So those are the CDs. Any other questions? Anybody want to share their experience?
Yes. When I do the silence part.
Could you give us your name?
And oh, yes. It's Quay from Arkansas.
Quay from Arkansas, yes. Okay, Quay, go ahead.
The silence part, oftentimes when I'm meditating, because I don't sleep well at night, mm-hmm. I tend to, like, fall asleep or am not really present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a concern to me because I would love to meditate and love to do more silence. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, the silence comes over time.
Uh-huh.
I've said often meditation is not instant coffee. And so what I would encourage you to do, I mean, I would certainly encourage you to take at least the 101 of the teleclass. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because in that, you're not only going to learn a lot more about the benefits of, the dimensions of meditation and the dimensions of laughter, but we do the laughter meditation together, and we do it for a little bit longer than we did it on the call today, and you're going to start to cultivate your practice. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen over time is it's going to get easier and easier to drop down into the silence. And it's going to get easy because the laughter helps erase the stress of the anxiety, the worry, and the tension, which is what prevents not just you but anybody who can't sleep. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
We can't go to sleep if we're full of tension and worry and stuff, can we?
Mm-hmm.
And the laughter helps to erase that.
Ah,
So that it, you know, as you build a practice, even, you know, just you can start, you know, well, you started today, you did some laughter today, but just bringing more laughter into your life, you can start it right away, doing a little bit what we did on the call tonight. And then slowly, slowly over time, that's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have an insomnia CD, as I was just mentioning, you know, if that could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a hypnotherapist. If you want to email me and we could see if that could help you, I don't know how deep-rooted this is. So there's various options for you there.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
So just email me if you want to talk to me about the hypnotherapy.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
It does. Because like I say, I love the idea of meditating and want to create a practice that the sleepiness gets in the way.
Yes, and that's why I would encourage you and any of you who are listening to take the class that I'm offering, the 101 class at least, if not
mm-hmm.
if not 202 and 303, however you want to do that, because this is how, as a you know, you're in a group, and we share the journey together of developing this the laughter meditation practice, you know, learning to make a deliberate practice of laughter and of meditation. And it's just much easier, and I know from personal experience, it's just much easier when you are guided, when you have a teacher like me, and when you have a group together. Because it's very useful to listen to what other people have to say as well.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate your question because your question is helping a lot of people right now, not just the people who are on the call right now live, but those who will be listening to the recording, because it's quite a common problem what you're describing.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for asking the question.
And mm-hmm.
this is how we help each other, by sharing, and that's what I love about the 101 class, these teleclass programs, is that, you know, as we share, each person shares their challenges as well as their successes, because we all have both. We help each other, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
thank you for sharing that, Quay.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
Does anybody else have a question, anything to share, anything they want to ask?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And what is your name?
Fran, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Fran from Columbus, Ohio. Okay, Fran.
Well, I was going to say, normally when we had the silence, when I'm alone,
mm-hmm.
I feel a deep loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
But after the laughter and doing the silence, I didn't feel that loneliness that I normally feel. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, that's how powerful laughter is. And thank you very much for sharing this, Fran, because a lot of people don't want to be on their own or don't want to get into meditation because it makes them feel lonely. And what you learn through this practice of laughter meditation is exactly as you said, the laughter fills us up with joy.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we go into the silence, there's still that joy there. So we can start to feel how laughter feels on the inside, not just when we're on the outside laughing. Oh, and it helps to fill us up with joy. It
yeah.
helps to fill that empty space up of loneliness with joy. So I'm delighted that you had that experience tonight, because that is what happens.
Yeah.
And the more you make a practice of it, then over time the loneliness will disappear.
Yeah.
And it will transform into aloneness.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between loneliness and aloneness is this. Loneliness feels like the absence of somebody. Aloneness is the presence of oneself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's what I just experienced.
That's
so,
what you experience. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the power and the benefit of meditation and of laughter.
Yeah.
Give us that experience of our experiencing our own presence.
Yeah.
With, as aloneness, which is actually filled with joy, rather than this loneliness, which is sad and miserable and makes us feel we wish somebody else was there to fill up the hole.
Exactly.
And this is how we learn to fill up our own hole, which is very empowering, because then we're not at the effect of people who want to manipulate us and use us and so on.
Right.
And we can become more discerning about who we have in our lives so that they are people that you know, that share good things with us.
Yeah, that's great. It was really good.
I'm so glad you had that. So I hope you will consider to take the 101 course, because this is what will help you develop that, so that over time that loneliness won't ever come up again.
Sure.
That's what's going to happen.
I'll look at it. Because I've taken Steve Wilson's laughter therapy.
Oh, good.
I've done that, but I never did this. Meditation.
Yes, this is different. Steve is a good friend of mine, and he really endorses my work a lot. He I was writing a meditation column for his newsletter. And what you get with my course, I'm glad you've done Steve's courses and anybody else who's done laughter yoga with Dr. Madan Kataria, because Madan Kataria also loves my work and endorses it. And you get with this, with the teleclass, the 101 teleclass, you get the missing piece, which is the meditation part component.
Yeah.
Sort of, and gives you a lot more tools for your toolbox for sharing with others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing, Fran.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Does anybody else have a question? I've had time for one more question or sharing or comment.
This is Regina.
Yes, Regina.
From New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cassette tape of yours back in early 90s.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. I haven't been able to replace it, and I don't no longer have it. But I was taking a meditation course at the time, and on the way home, I stopped with, I guess, my roommate at the time from the course, mm-hmm. and we spent, with your tape, we didn't do the crying. We started the crying, but that wasn't what we wanted. And we laughed solidly for an hour, but it was spontaneous laughter. And as she would be really hysterical laughing, and I would be calming down, and then she'd start again, and it was like a symphony almost between the two of us. And we didn't live in the same town or state.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking for your tape or the cassette tape. I tried the Osho, but they didn't make that tape anymore. But then I remembered I bought it from you.
Well, everything I have got converted to CD. So I don't have cassette tapes anymore.
Oh, I don't need a cassette. I don't even have a player anymore. I know it would be converted to CD.
Yeah, so I still have everything I've always had. And
mm-hmm.
if you go to my website, discovermeditation.com, and go to the shop, the menu bar's at the top, and scroll down, you'll see all my CDs.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd be glad to get one. I'll have to go to your website. But I was just wondering, there was a little different experience today.
Mm-hmm.
It felt more like work. I mean, I was hurting. but when I was with a friend and we had just gotten off a week-long seminar,
mm-hmm.
and we were giddy.
Yes.
But it reminded me, I live near Coney Island, and at least as a child I did, and they used to have a carnival street all year round. And they had this huge mannequin who was the laughing lady.
Mm-hmm.
She would roll from side to side.
Oh,
she
yeah. Huge. Yeah, I've seen those. They're funny.
Yeah, and always there was a crowd outside of that little ride. So, it's
fun. You know, it's interesting that you said today it felt like work, because actually laughter is work. This is going to sound funny. It is work, because we're expending a lot of energy. And it's different. Our experiences are different.
Very different,
so,
right.
So sometimes you have the experience like you had with your friend that time where it's just cascading out. It's just
and you couldn't stop it.
Couldn't stop, exactly. And other times, as you said, like today, it felt a bit more like work. It changes. It changes because I've been doing this over 20 years, and I've done it so many times now that I've really come to know how it works. Plus, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of students of mine as well, and it's different. And it really doesn't matter what it is or what's happening.
Eventually, even without sharing it with another person in the same room, eventually you will go into uncontrollable laughter.
Well, you can laugh on your own. What I do is I have, like, there's a laughing baby I like very much.
Oh, right.
I have that on my desktop on my computer, and I just put it on in the morning and have a good laugh just because that sort of makes me laugh, because it's not always possible just to generate laughter on your own. So
right.
What we can do is we can have, you can get my laughter and tears CD or find things from YouTube that make you laugh, like I have this laughing baby, or,
right.
Have a joke book, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding ways to bring more laughter into your life.
Right.
And it's a huge benefit. It's a huge benefit. And then taking some moments of silence.
Uh-huh.
And sitting in silence with your eyes closed as well, especially, after the laughter, as we did here, is profoundly beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It's profoundly beneficial for us. So thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. And how great. You've been following me since the early 90s. That's fantastic.
Well, I kind of lost track of you for a while.
Oh, well, I'm glad you refound me again.
Right, right.
That's wonderful, and I hope you'll join us for our 101 class. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, well, I would like to.
Good. I'd love to have you. And
mm-hmm.
And all of you who, I really want to thank all of you who are on the call live today, because it's just very fabulous that you chose to spend this time listening to this call, because our lives these days, we have so many choices of what we can do. And the fact you put laughter meditation as a priority is, I greatly appreciate it. And I thank you so much for showing up and being here. And I also want to thank all of you who will be listening to the recording, because I know sometimes, you just had other plans and you just couldn't make it, even though I know a lot of people really wanted to. They emailed me, said, will there be a recording? And I said, absolutely yes. So all of you also listening to the recording, thank you so much for your time and your interest. I greatly appreciate it, and I know that the world is going to benefit from all of us more with more laughter and more silence. And my vision is to train as many of you as possible and to share this with as many of you as possible so that we reach millions of people worldwide. Whether you want to do the training or not, or you just want to do it for yourself, it's just as important that each one of us becomes...
What is the date of the start?
Pardon?
What is the date of the starting?
It's May the 25th.
The 25th, okay.
Yes. And everything's recorded, so if there are dates that don't work for you, I know it's always better, it's preferable to be live, but sometimes it just doesn't work out like that. That's why we have the recordings.
Right.
But May 25th it starts, and you can go and sign up now on the website. It's all set up for you to sign up. So thank you so much, everybody. I am very appreciative of all of you.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful rest of the day. And I'll look forward to you all being with us on the 25th and joining us for the 101 teleclass, Discover Your Joy.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.